The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to RN in Progress. I'm your host, DJ Benster here. I will share with you the inside life of a nursing student, from long nights of studying to clinicals and the challenges that come with it. This is RN in Progress. Welcome back to RN in Progress. I'm your host, DJ Benster here. And today we're diving into a topic that every nursing student faces in their nursing school, and that is Kaplan testing and NCLEX prep. And I'm going to go over what it is and what to expect. And whether you've already started taking Kaplan testing or you're just hearing about it, one thing's for sure, it's not easy. It could be one of the most stressful classes you could take here at Dominican, but it's also the most rewarding one, as it really shows how much you progressed in your school, how much you've retained, and if you really are prepared for taking the NCLEX. So I just want to make sure you have a snack, some drinks, and you're somewhere comfortable, and let's get into it. So for those who may not know what Kaplan is, I'm going to go over a brief explanation. Basically, it's a test prep program that helps you get ready for the NCLEX. And the NCLEX is the National Nursing Testing License that you have to take after you graduate. And it's not just about memorizing information on all these facts. It's more about how you're supposed to think as a nurse. They use this whole decision tree method that helps you break down questions step by step. Like, instead of panicking or like getting too stressed, you want to see how you could slow down and ask yourself, what's the question really asking? What's the topic being stated? Is there any kind of assessment or intervention you have to perform? And like, what's the priority? And it really trains your brain into thinking like an actual nurse instead of like step by step. They also give you practice tests, question trainers, and a ready test just to show how close you are to being NCLEX ready. And these questions can sometimes almost be exactly worded like the NCLEX, so that means it's even harder. So when you take the actual thing, it feels less scary. And for me personally, it's been very difficult doing these NCLEX prep and Kaplan testing. I remember my first Kaplan test, I walked out of it like, dang, I really bombed that test, because there was no way I passed. And that's how it makes you feel in the beginning. But once you go through all your classes, like your med surg, your pharmacology, all these nursing classes, they kind of set you up for what to expect on these tests by providing the topic. And after that, it's just trying to understand what the decision tree is, like what comes first, unstable versus stable, prioritization, and really understanding the importance of ABCs, the airway, breathing, circulation. But Kaplan isn't about like memorization. It's about the thought process of what we should do first as a nurse. How should we keep our patients safe? And that's what the NCLEX is really looking for. As long as you could keep your patients safe, they'll find a way, looking at your scores, how much you could pass. And it's making those correct decisions and critical decisions under pressure that really matter when you're taking your Kaplan or your NCLEX. And it helps establish that mindset of being able to prioritize, understand what's going on with your patient, and figuring out the needs that you need to help take care of those patients. And it's okay that it's going to be frustrating, difficult. And like, yeah, there's definitely been a bunch of times I haven't hit the benchmark, which is the score that they give. And it's designed to be like that so that you could recognize these priorities, understand patient safety, and help establish that clinical judgment. So in today's episode, I'm going to carry on with this, and I want to share how I learned to approach Kaplan test without getting burnt out, and how studying for the NCLEX is really realistic and could be actually applied when you're in clinical as well. And these strategies actually help make a difference when I'm helping patients or when I'm with my nurse and just seeing like, oh, this is like an NCLEX. They're actually doing how they should prioritize safety, their breathing, their circulation. and all that kind of information. Now I want to go over some Kaplan strategies, study habits, and how I establish my mindset when it comes to taking a Kaplan test. So first, let's go over some strategies. And Kaplan itself does provide this thing called the decision tree. And it's supposed to help you figure out ways how to assess a problem, what you're going to do to implement an intervention, and so on. But once you start applying it to real situations, it really starts to make sense and connect to your situation. So first, I want to go over the decision tree. And it's basically this type of algorithm that goes step by step to answer questions when you're trying to figure out what we need to do for this situation. And it usually applies for most questions, but I like to do it when there's like a situation and you need to figure out what comes first or like what kind of intervention you need to provide. So first, it's really trying to figure out what's the question asking, what's the topic. And for me, what I like to do is I like to highlight any important vital signs, any medical history, or anything that stands out from the fluff. That way you don't get too easily distracted or you get lost. Then I like to do like, what kind of assessments can I do or what kind of interventions? And that's essentially just trying to figure out what should the nurse do first. Then we go over into like, are all the answers assessments? And that's basically going over it's usually going to be multiple choice. It's usually four. Or if not, there's also select all that apply. But for decision tree, it's kind of tricky with that type of situation because it's select all that apply, so there could be multiple answers. And all of them can be right, but depending on the wording, it may be asking what's priority or what's first. And there's more information that could go into that. And I suggest looking it up on YouTube or going on the Kaplan because they do provide videos with that. But for now, I just want to go over the decision tree. And if the questions are asking for like what assessments I should do first, choose the one that gives the most information about the patient, something that relates to their condition or whatever background history that the patient has. After that, you kind of want to figure out what interventions are there. Is it safe? Is it a priority question? And you want to follow the ABCs, the airway, breathing, circulation, or Maslow's hierarchy. And these kind of questions help establish that mindset of what are the priorities for my patient. And I like that about the Kaplan decision tree because at first I was like, I don't want to use this algorithm, like just too many steps. But once you start to read it and try practice questions with it, it kind of gets stuck into your head. And then it's like, oh, what comes first? Airway breathing. What should I prioritize? Oh, their airway or this breathing. And sometimes you get stuck. And that's understandable. It always happens. And if not, you just start doing the process of elimination. And that's kind of like a mental GPS for NCLEX questions. And it really helps navigate you even when you don't really know the content. Just understanding what is a priority for this patient can really help you with a lot of questions. Because sometimes you may not recognize the content and you may not really know what's going on. But if it's asking about safety, you want to make sure they're breathing first. You want to make sure they have an open airway or make sure their heart is perfusion. Just understanding what the patient needs to survive is really how Kaplan kind of tries to trick you. One of the things that I like about Kaplan is that they also provide the rationales for each question. So even if you get a question right, it's always important to read why so that you understand why every other answer is wrong. And it really helps establish that critical thinking when you're making decisions. And there's a lot of resources on the Kaplan program as well. They have this thing called the QBank, which provides a lot of practice questions. There's content review videos, which are like quick refreshers on like topics that you may not know. And they even have like live on-demand classes where you can join like sessions with actual instructors who can help walk through testing strategies or different topics as well. And like basically Kaplan gives you everything to practice, review, and strategize for how you want to face the NCLEX. And for me, that mindset didn't really start to kick in till last year, probably when I was taking NCLEX prep class. Because at the end of each semester of your nursing classes, you take a NCLEX or you take a Kaplan practice test on that topic. So say you took psych one semester, at the end of the semester, you take a psych Kaplan practice test. And for me, I kind of just walked into those not really studying or not really feeling confident because I really already knew how hard these Kaplan tests were. But once I got into NCLEX prep, my instructor, she really helped establish that thought process of the decision tree and helped me grow that confidence on how I could think and make better decisions on these testing. So I understand that Kaplan can be very discouraging, but it's always important to ask for help, make sure you're creating good study habits, and don't always overthink or get burnt out. It's okay to study for long hours, but in my previous episodes, I talked about burnout. That always happens when I study for Kaplan. So it's good to just like provide 2 solid hours of focusing on a certain topic and doing some practice tests. And you should be a lot more stable and more confident in yourself when you're taking these types of tests. Now I want to talk about NCLEX prep, mental health, and motivation. And for starters, I'm still a senior one, and I haven't really thought too much ahead for the NCLEX, but judging from everyone else's experiences, like someone who's graduated or those who are already nurses, I've heard different things about it. And for me, I think it's going to be a real mental game, just establishing good study habits, managing my anxiety, time, and confidence really is going to be the big factor for me because I do have testing anxiety and I still have time to prepare. So everyone has a different routine or like study habit of how they prepare for the NCLEX. And for me, I want to start preparing in like December during our winter break. I know I talked about like not getting burnout or not overstudying, but NCLEX, it's not about like memorizing the lab values or drugs. It's about recognizing patterns and establishing that mindset of what I said before about the prioritization, safety, just getting into a good habit and routine of looking for those cues and questions is something I still want to work on. So I think over the break, I want to establish a good study habit and get used to these type of questions. And I also want to go over mental health really quick, because I know that if I'm studying so early ahead, I don't want to get too burnt out. And during NCLEX prep, it'll really hit when you feel like you're not improving or you keep getting like you're not hitting the benchmark. Like it feels like you're never going to pass. But that's like normal in NCLEX and nursing school as well. What helps is like reframing. Instead of saying like, I have so much to learn or there's so much content, remind yourself that every question I miss is one more I won't miss on the real exam. And just trying to stay motivated, taking those breaks, just establishing that positive energy around yourself really impacts and influences the way you think and maintain yourself. So take those study breaks, go outside, hang out with your friends, because the NCLEX is really a test of like endurance and durability under pressure. And then when the test day comes, hopefully I can trust in myself. I've done the work, I've done the studying, and I want to make all that effort pay off when I'm able to become a real nurse. So if you're deep in Kaplan or you're starting NCLEX prep, it's okay to give yourself a break and that grace. It's not about perfection, but it's really about your progress and how you're establishing those study habits, how you're establishing that critical thinking and decision making. And later on, you'll learn how to think, decide, and really care like a real nurse. And that doesn't just happen overnight. It takes time, repetition, and belief in yourself. So that about wraps up today's episode of RNM Progress. I'm your host, DJ Benster. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you in the next one.